This is Road Worder coming down the pike to you from 90.1 CJMP Radio. Z-Jump. How high can you jump today, people? Yeah, dude's got some tires lined up there on the side of the road here in Slam. The sign on it says free stuff. Now, rubber do get free, gets liberated every time you drive your car on the road. Now, we wonder, where's all the rubber go? Where's the rubber go? Think about it. Does it add to the road? Does it get build up? You got road rubber build up on the road? Or does it just kind of float away like pollen? And it kind of pollinates the surrounding countryside. Then pretty soon you got more roads being built because of the pollinization of the rubber from the tires. So you might want to think about what kind of tires you get, people. I think we should get some cedar bark tires going. I think it could be done. I'm serious. You might need to have different vehicles than these heavy rigs we're riding around. Heavy rigs. I don't know if the heavy rigs would be able to stand too long on the cedar tires, but we should talk a Canadian tire about that. If they're really truly Canadian, they might be into the proposition of getting some cedar bark tires. All weather. Sticks and stones for studded winter conditions. Or you can use oyster shells too for stud your tires. Stud your cedar tires with oyster shells, people. See, we just gotta get out of the box. We gotta climb, claw our way out of this industrial rubberization, toxic nation box we're all in. It ain't a cedar box, I tell you that. Steam crafted, handcrafted cedar box? No, it is not. Why do the leaves on the trees have to change their color? Why can't these trees along here that were once so brilliantly yellow can stay brilliantly yellow? They've turned to green. And I ain't got a problem with green. But it could have stayed a brilliant golden yellow. I don't see what karma would have done. Got to put that in the complaint department up there to the woman there in the front desk. Is that my nature? Maybe you could do something about that, mother. Kind of alter the matrix, like do a little trimming, a little fine-tuning. Leave Miles' box alone, you just might be saying to yourself. Why can't do just leave Miles' box alone? Yeah, you try leaving Miles' box alone. We're all guilty. We're all guilty of messing around the box now and again, now and again. Back to the land. Can't handle the land. Some folks are learning how to handle the land up here. They're doing a heck of a job. They're coming to grips with the meaning of living with the land. Not on it. Although we do walk upon it, and we do live upon it. You know, could have put your dishwasher somewhere besides your front lawn, buddy. About as far as they can make it there with his bad back, you know. About as far as you can make it there. What about these push lawnmowers, the electric cords? I don't trust that. It just seems like you're really asking for trouble. Seems like you're looking for more than just to cut your grass. I'm just a man walking fast as I can down the road with a dog leash in my hands. In the other hand is a plastic bag. It's got a soggy weight to it. It's got a soggy weight to it. I'm walking my dog's poop in my hand, taking my dog's poop for a walk. Let's walk, walk, let's walk, walk on. This is like something like end of April. It is something like April 27, 28, something like that, 29. April. April packed it. April packed it in. April got a lot packed in April. So what I'm saying here, this is the Occupy generation. We are Generation Occupy. We've henceforth forthwith known as, a.k.a. the Occupy generation. Gonna occupy whatever we see. It's the new pioneer, man. Pioneer people. We're gonna pioneer all the vacant lots with toxic waste dump. You think you can do that? Not anymore. We're gonna occupy that. We're gonna occupy your mind. Change your mind. We're gonna change your mind by occupying what you read, what you hear, what you see. Don't even try to escape. Don't even try, man. Go with it. Only the young and the restless. Gonna occupy the old folks center. Because there's some important votes to be had at the old folks center. We're gonna occupy that. We're going in there, people, in the cafeterias. Old folk cafeteria, gonna occupy that. Talk about getting some healthy food for y'all. See? We're looking out for y'all. We ain't forgot about you, old grandma, grandpa. Great grandma, great grandpa. Gonna occupy in your best interest. We're gonna occupy the best interest, okay? We ain't gonna quit neither. What else we gonna occupy, you ask yourself? You should ask yourself, what aren't we gonna occupy? We're not gonna occupy your, personal space. So doing cool things, doing good things. We're not gonna occupy. We're not gonna bother you. You're living with the land, living with the earth in harmony, sweet harmony, sweet love, making sweet love to the earth. We're not gonna occupy that. We're not gonna jump in bed with you people. Don't worry. You just keep on keeping on, like honeybees making honey. We're all making honey. We're all gonna be eating the honey. We gotta occupy the beehives because there's trouble in the beehives. I might have to occupy that pickup there for sale. Looks like a nice old rig. We need something that can pile up the manure in the back and the compost. You see, we gotta occupy the compost beds, people, as well. We gotta get compost up. Compost your ideas as well. Your old notions about how things should be. Throw them in the pile. Put them out there. Turn them into dirt. We got worms. Going to occupy the worms. The worms are perhaps the original occupier. They're going to occupy dirt. Get right down, crawl in there. We're going to make dirt, people, out of your trash. We're going to occupy your trash yards. We're going to occupy the city dumps, county dumps, your wastelands. You ain't getting away with it. You ain't getting away with it anymore, people. We're going to occupy big business commercial retail centers. I don't know if we're going to occupy the malls for now, though. I think we might leave that to the zombies. Some places ain't worth it. You got to pick your battles. Some places ain't worth it. You got to pick your battles. Some places ain't worth it. Got to pick your battles. You want to battle with me? I do. I do want to battle with you people. Occupy generation wants to battle. They want to do battle. Hell, they are a battle. Born to battle. Got the Occupy generation across the nation. Conflagration. Fornication. Foreign oil. Forget about it. There's talk about the mill up here. What to do with the mill? What would you do with the mill? Are we going to occupy the mill? Does the mill need to be occupied? Well, I think the male people should be able to handle things, but then we hear rumors, you see, about barge loads of trash coming up from the big city and traversing many miles, many kilometers over open waters and landing right here in beautiful Powell River. And we're going to burn our trash, they say. We're going to burn our trash. We're looking for a place to burn our trash, because we made too much of it. We're garbage producing people, you see. It's kind of a byproduct of our society. Like fat, cholesterol. Hey! The Beach Hut is now open for business, people. Did you realize that? I'm ready to get myself a malted milkshake. Right after I save Willingdon Beach from destruction. Let's occupy that gravel lot, people. Let's just occupy it. Let's start with a renewed, exciting, new brewed farmer's market down there is one idea. They want to put a library down there. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money, the library. It's a lot of books. But it's more than books, people. It's more than just about books. About connecting with the outer world. It's about connecting with the larger world at large. The large world out there that needs connecting to. I don't know. Is that our friend? With her baby and a friend. Is that our friend? Is the library our friend? I think it is. I think people love their library. It's quite plain to see. People want to occupy the library. They want to build it up and make it something even bigger and better than ever. We ain't afraid to do this. We are simply not afraid to do this. How about original occupation? What's your original occupation, people? First stop in town. I'm going to drop off my proposal for a radio show for Road Warrior. I want to get it on the airwaves here, people. This is actually happening right now. You hear that? That is the sound of my engine turning off. You sound the keys jingling in my hand. This is the sound of my hand rustling in my bag, grabbing out the envelope with the CD on it. With the original prototype of Road Warrior, you see? That's the sound of me getting out of the car. I'm just going to drop it up here. I'm going to drop it right here at the radio station center to avoid my postal fees. Make sure it gets there. That's what's happening here. I'm going to open the door. Oh, the door is locked to the radio station. Powell River Community Radio Society. Well, here's the... Hey, somebody put a empty pack of smokes in the mail slot here. I'm just going to push that to the side. I'm going to slide my envelope through. Is that legal in Canada to do? It worked. I did hear the sound of it dropping upon the other side of the door. It's in, people. Now it's up to you, community radio. Will you have me? Will you have a road in your ears? Will you have the road brought to your home, to your kitchens, your bathrooms, your bedrooms, your living rooms, your loving rooms? I hope so. If not, what will come of the Road Order, the road and its words? Who will know? Who will be left to tell the tale? Because times will change eventually. We're not going to be running around all the time in these vehicles, traversing highways, traversing countries, boundaries, burning rubber. It's all going to come to an end. And where will you be? Will the community radio station still be afloat? Will there even be radio anymore? Will they be edged out by the competitors? Airwaves, there's a battle right there. People, occupy generation. Get on the airwaves. Get on the Wi-Fi waves. Why fight? Because it's what you do. It's who you are. You occupy. We're going to occupy the ring, people. We're going to get into the ring and occupy. Throw some blows. Hit the mat. Bounce up. Get you against the ropes. School ya, learn ya. Occupy your face. Gonna occupy your midsection with some 1-2 punches. heading over to the Source Club, people. I'm sure you know about the Source Club. They sell things there, use things for fairly reasonable prices. But they're closed. Thought I'd drop by, thought I'd give it a try. Gotta give things a try now and then. The Source is a heck of an operation there. It's like a little sweet spot there. It's good for people. They do good things. Right near the fire rescue station, number one, we got the flags flying. People are flying their flags. What about occupying the flag, people? Are you going to go so far as to occupy the flag? I don't know. Do we got enough flags out there waving around? I don't mean to be one of them flag wavers. I am not necessarily a flag waver. In fact, I'm more of a bandana guy. I got my Jolly Roger on my head in my back pocket, hanging out there. It's good if you got the viral infection and you got some matter there that needs attending to, coming out your nose and whatnot. Good to have a Jolly Roger there in your back. Nice blinker, lady. Nice blinker, blondie. Yep. Occupy your blinker. Occupy your right-hand turn, gal. There are certain places we will not be occupying. So you can run for safety there. You can go to your Tim Hortons. And your Starbucks and your Burger Family. Your Burger Family, can, there's safe places. There's lots of safe places to be. It's a maze, people. And you're not necessarily a rat in the maze. You don't have to be a rat in the maze running the race. There is a place for you in the wilds, in the green space, in the blue sky. On the winding road, there's a place for you. How much longer? This we don't know exactly. I'm taking a shortcut through the labyrinth, parking lot labyrinth. Bit of a little maze here we got going on. I have to occupy this parking lot with some speed bumps. Gonna occupy the parking lot with some parked cars. Pretty empty spaces out here. No man's land. We got a motel here, all boarded up. It's no man's land. What about occupying that motel? It ain't doing no one any good. Shelter for the homeless. There's just a shelter for homeless artists. Shelter for artists. Shelter for occupiers. What about occupiers who come up from Vancouver? They want to get their feet in some mud and they want to, you know, see how they do it out in the bush and what have you. They're going to need a place to stay. That's their own problem. Occupiers take care of themselves. Occupy generation is more a pretty hip to the tent pole strategy and weathering the rough storm of hostile society. Because asphalt can be somewhat hostile. You ain't prepared. How about you people stop occupying ladies' auxiliary? Get your butts in gear. Yeah, a lot of good can come from occupying the old ladies' auxiliary, though, I'll tell you. I'll tell you some choice little whoosie-whatsies. It could help you with your little camp-out session there. Out-of-town occupiers. It can help you with a lot of little situations, really. Home-style situations. You could occupy Patricia Theater with some dollar bills, some loonies, some mad, wild loonies. You could occupy your own bank vault. You could get inside a bank vault, eat a lot of money, and walk on out. No one would know. You had a belly full. of your own money.
They wouldn't know. We got a fire and rescue operation situation here. There's been some kind of accident. And we don't really know how to get around. I know how I can get around. I'm going to get around this way. I'm just going to go zip, zip around the zip, zip block, zip. The zip code seems to be experiencing some trouble. It's rare to see such a big deal out on these little highway here. Got your fire truck, got your tow truck, got your police vehicle. Sent me off here on a wild street. Up here in the town side. Got some nice places here. What about the two churches, people? How about occupy these churches? I hear tell someone's already occupying them, like living in a church situation. There's some true occupation there. What were you born to occupy? Were you born to occupy a church? And a steeple? You open the door and see all the occupiers inside, occupying away. Occupying the heck out of that church, that's what they're doing. You got a little garden and what have you. On the edge of town. On the edge of town. Got some advantages to living on the edge of town. D-D-D-D-D-D-D-Day. For the Occupy movement, D-Day. Landing upon the shores, landing upon the ancient shores. Blissful occupation, timeless occupation, constant occupation. We got waterfall occupation, we got a cedar log occupation. How about a log boom occupation, people? How many fellas are up for occupying a log boom? And what do you feel about tree farms? I mean, we got farms. Farms are good. What's wrong with tree farms? Gotta let tree farms be tree farms. We gotta let streams be streams. We gotta let dreams happen. We gotta let dreams hatch. What about occupying the fish hatchery? What about the dream hatchery? All your dreams get in there. Nursing dreams, nursing those little dreams. Helping them to become big dreams. Get in there, occupy the hatchery. We know you got some little dreams that just might explode into huge movements amongst the regulars. What about having a recycled bin for dreams? Like the hopes in the dreams, style dreams, like the hope recycling. Like I given up hope on this, but it might be hope for someone else. Put it in the bin here. Well, right about here at the trailer park, Wildwood Trailer Park, you could have a recycled dream bin. It'd be easily accessible to coming and going and to the residents as well. High flying over the waters. High flying. Some people can high fly without leaving their porch. Edward Gorey said the best trip I ever took was in an armchair alongside a window looking outside. In a cozy fire situation there at his feet. And a couple cats on his lap. Stroking the soft fur. He was high flying right through the fir trees.
Now, you don't see the man walking his cat on a leash and carrying a little bag of cat poop, do you? Now, cats got some common sense. They got some etiquette and some niceties. Perhaps you'll have to clean up with a dead bird now and then. Trophy bird, trophy feathers. But it most likely won't be eagle feathers. In fact, don't be surprised if you'll see your kitty up in the sky in the clutches of a bald eagle. Proud predator number one in its class. Swooping down for a snack, people, a full meal deal. You don't see people walking alongside the road with cat scats. No, they're running, hands free. Feet free, barely touching the ground, high flying. There goes such a gal on the side of the road, running free, running in a corporate-sponsored running shoes, corporate jersey, corporate tights. She is getting out there. She's getting winded. The wind's blowing through her body, through her lungs, pulsing her veins. I reckon she's getting a little Occupy Health there. Dream shoes, people. She's occupying the dream feet. Fleet of feet, the goddess on foot. And watch out for her as you're driving around. Give her some room. She runs on the side of the road with eagles tied to her feathers. She runs, her feet know no other road than this, the other. She runs, on the side of the road. She runs, faster now than you've been told. She runs, feathers tied to her eardrops. Her ears they hear when a feather drops. She runs, and she runs, she keeps running into the silence. Listen to the still, small, silent voice, people. Occupy the silence for a moment or two.